Of all the surprises coming out of this week's Academy Award nominations, Ken Watanabe's mention in the Best Supporting Actor category was not one of them. That's a compliment to Mr. Watanabe. The Last Samurai, a 19th century epic of Japan's painful lurch towards cultural and military westernization, is Mr. Watanabe's first American film. It's his first performance in English, but the role of Katsumoto, which is based on Japan's last real-life samurai leader, is not Mr. Watanabe's first turn as a samurai. For the better part of a 23-year career, he's played samurai characters on the stage and on television in Japan. As Katsumoto, he plays the last defender of ancient tradition, underestimated at first by an American mercenary, played by Tom Cruise.
Many of our customs seem strange to you, and the same is true of yours. For example, not to introduce yourself is considered extremely rude, even among enemies.
Nathan Ogren.
I'm honored to meet you. I have enjoyed this conversation in English.
I have questions.
I have introduced myself. You have introduced yourself. This is a very good conversation.
Actor Ken Watanabe joins us from the studios of NPR West. Thanks very much, and congratulations on your nomination, Mr. Watanabe.
Thank you. And I wish we could have met in person, because I actually look 10 years younger than in the movie. Sure, yes.
Well, I'm not going to dispute that assertion from a man with a very long knife under his robe. I also want to introduce, we're going to be helped through this conversation by interpreter Asako Glendening, who's out there with you in Los Angeles. Thanks very much for being with us. How accurate is it to refer to samurai films as westerns for Japanese audiences?
It's very similar how samurai movie means for Japanese audience and how Western movie means for people here. And also you can say that there's knights in Europe and cowboys in the America and samurai in Japan. They have all similar language or similar spirit.
I want to play another section from the movie if we can. Because the movie brings home a sense of loss for samurai values. There's a scene in which your character, actually on losing the support of the emperor, begins to contemplate taking his life.
For 900 years, my ancestors have protected our people. Now, I have failed them.
So you will take your own life. Shame for life of service, discipline, compassion.
The way of the samurai is not necessary anymore.
Necessary? What could be more necessary?
Boy, do you feel there's truth in those lines, that he, the samurai, represents a system of values that has disappeared?
It's something already lost. It's not that it's ended. That's something we lost. It's not only Japan that we can say about this, but as we materialized world and civilized the world, people lost on the way of civilization something very important for human beings. And Katsumoto are standing right there at the turning point when we lost those values. Through this movie, I would like people in this generation to think and remember what we have lost and what we should have.
I want to raise a personal matter with you, but you've talked about it in interviews, I gather. You said when you were preparing to do the role of Katsumoto that it was difficult for you to begin to get an insight into the character until you read that he almost died twice. I understand that you've had serious illness in your life.
Yes, I have leukemia twice.
You're in remission now. What did you learn that the rest of us maybe won't learn until later in our lives? How does it affect you now?
It was a very significant experience for me, of course. However, when I play a character, it doesn't mean my sickness was all reflected to the character. But it's all my life experience, not only sickness, but everything else besides that also. However, I would agree, when I play a character who faced death, mm-hmm. I think I can put more depth into the character as I would understand better what life means to me.
Mr. Watanabe?
Yep.
Why do birds whistle out a tune? Or whatever the words are. Every time you are near. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
On the day to a bone, the ender got together and decided to create a dream come true. Okay.
You're great. You wanted to be a musician, I've been told.
Yes, I played a trumpet 7 years during high school.
And you still play?
Sometimes.
Really? What do you like to play on the trumpet?
I played a classic Haydn concert.
The Haydn concerto?
Trumpet concert.
Mm. Trumpet concert.
Yes.
Couple more questions, if I could.
Yeah.
Sofia Coppola has gotten a lot of attention for making a film this year set in Tokyo called Lost in Translation. Did you see that film?
Sure.
I asked the question about Lost in Translation because there have been some critics in the United States who have been uncomfortable. Some critics have said that in that film, Japan and Japanese people are presented as a stereotype. How did you feel about that?
In comedy movies, oftentimes you need to stereotype the character or exaggerate the character. However, how it's captured, the Japanese stereotypes in Lost in Translation, is often charming, and I felt that really well from the movie, so I don't think it was bad at all. However, I watched this movie when I was in LA last year when I was studying English, and I felt very close to how Bill Murray's character felt in the movie, like no friends in their foreign countries.
No girlfriend.
By my side. So I thought it's a very unique experience for me.
Just judging from the reaction in the control rooms on both coasts, Mr. Watanabe, I wouldn't think girlfriends would be a problem for you in any language. I think they seem to think you speak a common language already.
I hope so.
Mr. Watanabe, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Ken Watanabe co-stars in the movie The Last Samurai, his first American film, and this week he was nominated for an Academy Award. Thanks also to Asako Glendening, our interpreter in Los Angeles.